And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
All right, you knew it was coming. So here's the question of the day. How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? It's that simple. Forget Schumer. Forget John the Shame McShame. Forget Menendez. These people are demagogues. They'll spend any amount of your money in order to get reelected. They can't run on anything but demagoguery. So the question becomes simple. We all love immigrants. We're all descended from immigrants. It's a nation of opportunity for immigrants. We've heard it all, blah, blah, blah. Now, let me tell you something. If anyone in radio owns this topic of immigration, it's me, Michael Savage. Borders, language, and culture have been the watchwords of my show since I began a radio in 1994. Borders, you know what they are? They're quaint. It's a quaint concept that used to exist before Bill Clinton came along and started to melt the border with Mexico in order to make certain that the world would be safe for Democrats. Language, you know what language means? It means language. The national language is English. All the public documents are English, in English. All the courts are held in the English language. Every certificate is issued in the English language. We are not a bilingual nation. Culture. There's a common culture. It combines. It permutates. It changes, but it holds people together. Can you name one other nation on earth that has a population, a foreign population of about 10%, that will not speak the language of the land, will not wave the flag of the land, but insists upon speaking its own language and waves its own flag? It's unheard of. And so these quisling politicians are really not friends of immigrants, are they? What they are friends of demagoguery. And I have to ask you the simplest of questions, which is how you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family. Now, wait. I know you've been told by the honest men in government that it's 11 million illegal aliens. Oh, it's 11 million? When has the government last told you anything that turned out to be true? It's probably 30 million. And by the way, while you're thinking about this, who will pay for their health care? And while you're thinking about that, who will pay for the health care of all of their relatives that will come in under a chain reaction? If you've always wanted to live in Mexico, then you must be a good friend of John McCain, Charlie Schumer, Robert Menendez, and the other demagogues. Now, let's start with the biggest picture of all. Anyone who opposes granting amnesty to illegal aliens has been called a racist ever since this discussion began. We've heard it. We're used to it. It's a lie. It's one of the big lies. But as Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, said, if you tell a big lie often enough, it will become the truth. So if you love your country and you believe in the integrity of your nation and you believe there should be a set of laws about immigration and everything else, you're not a racist. What you are is a person who loves your country. But I'll again bring it down to brass tacks. Who is going to pay for them? How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? The phone number is 855-400-7282. While you're pondering that, I'd like to play Senator John the Shame McCain in clip number 4, please.
Any immigration legislation that passes Congress must establish practical legal channels for workers to enter the United States, whether they're high-skill, low-skill, or agriculture workers, so we can free up federal officials to focus on those individuals truly intending to do our nation harm through drug smuggling, people trafficking, and possibly terrorism.
Really? That's interesting. You mean illegal immigrants all don't come here to do good, John? I thought that the television networks told us that none of them do drug smuggling, none of them traffic in humans, and none of them conduct terrorism. I thought they all come here to mow lawns and to use leaf blowers, John. Now, I want to direct you to an article that I found in the Los Angeles Times over the weekend, which I put on michaelsavage.com. It's a small article. You're getting no national play. But it's telling that it appeared in the liberal L.A. Times. And that is about a Latino gang intimidating black people into leaving the city of Compton that was once an African-American enclave. It's part of a violent trend seen in other parts of the L.A. area. The headline is innocent enough. Attack on family in Compton. Latest incident in wave of anti-black violence. But you have to read the article to understand there's a race war going on against blacks in Compton, California. Latino gangs are using the N-word. They're jumping out, drawing guns, beating up blacks with metal pipes. And it's a campaign by Latino gangs to force Africans out of the neighborhood, African-Americans out of the neighborhood. Compton, California, with a population of about 97,000, was predominantly black for many years. It is now 65% Hispanic and 33% black. But it's not only historically black areas that have been targeted. Federal authorities, whatever that may mean, have alleged in several indictments in the last decade that the Mexican Mafia prison gang has ordered street gangs under its control to attack African Americans. Now, why are they doing this? Why are Hispanic gangs driving blacks out of Compton? Does anyone have an answer for that? Ask Charles Schumer. Why don't you ask Robert Menendez? Why don't you ask John McCain? Why don't you ask any of the other Republicrats or Democans who are nothing more than low-life demagogues? How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? Who will pay for their health care? And remember, if anyone in radio owns the topic of immigration, it's me, Michael Savage. Watchwords of this show have been borders, language, and culture since 1994. Now, let's pull back to the bigger picture. You have the issue of demographics, number one. Demographics are very telling. You have a massive population of illegal immigrants who refuse to learn English, refuse to wave the American flag at sporting events. I know because I've been there. And refuse to assimilate into this great melting pot, which in many cases has ceased being a melting pot a long time ago. It's not your grandfather's America. It is a place that people come to trash, to dump garbage on, and to steal as much as they can get and send it home. That's the melting pot of Charles Schumer and John McCain. It is not a melting pot. And so I ask you this. Can you stand up for your country and just say no? Do you know how to say no to anything that these demagogues, call Republicans and Democrats alike, are demanding of you? How much can the people in this country take from this gang of shysters called politicians? They are demagogues, pure and simple. They are appeasing a Hispanic mob for fear that they will lose their vote. That's all there is to it. Whatever happened to the non-Hispanic vote in America? Did it suddenly disappear? Whatever happened to the vote in America of legal citizens? Did it disappear, John McCain? Mr. Menendez, I address you in New Jersey. I assume you may be listening to me on WABC. Are you telling us that you are so afraid of the Hispanic mobs in New Jersey that you are willing to disregard the votes of those in New Jersey who are saying we are broke, how are we going to pay for them? Mr. Menendez, answer the question. How are we going to pay for the illegal aliens? Who's going to pay for their health care? Now, let's go back to other waves of immigrants in America so we put things in context. I am the son of an immigrant. Let me be very clear about that. I am first-generation American. Does that give me a special place? Yes. Does it give me a special knowledge of this? Yes. More so than most people in radio, because I basically have one foot in the old country and one foot in the new country. I have one part of my thinking in the old country, identify with immigrants. The other part of me identifies with the country that I love so much. Why is it that when my grandfather came to this country, he immediately learned English, would not speak the foreign language that he knew so well, would only speak the language of the land, and told everyone around him how much he loved America? Why is it that this wave of immigrants, from Mexico in particular, have such a hatred for this country? And what happened to our leaders that they're so afraid of these people, that they won't even stand up to them and say, no, you can't come here and trash our country, abuse our system, not respect the laws of a land, and become a citizen? I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Now, that's, I realize, idealistic. Each successive wave of immigrants into America has had their fair share of toil and labor and heartbreak, hard working in the factories where the Irish, who were treated lower than dogs. If you may not know this part of American history, but there were signs in America when the Irish came over which said, dogs and Irish not welcome in various and sundry places. It's a convenience that is often forgotten by the white racists of the type you see in the Senate right now, who would lead you to believe that only the Hispanic has been subject to some amount of derision because of their behavior or their strangeness. But the fact is that every wave of immigration, every wave of immigrants has had their fair share of derision from the major population. Every wave of immigration, whether it be Italian or Jewish, had their fair share of hardworking people, and then they had their gangs. The Italian mafia, for example, to this day, unfortunately, seems to be emblazoned upon the Italian experience in America when they were always a very small, very, very small part of the Italian-American experience. The Jews had their share of murderous killers in the form of Murder Incorporated. Some of the most vicious murderers in American history were Jews in Murder Incorporated. They all weren't working on treadles in the garment center. They all didn't run around with sponge cake like Woody Allen begging people to leave them alone. No, they had their fair share of murderous animals called Murder Incorporated. Some of the names may still recoil in your mind, such as Meyer Lansky. And yet the majority of Jewish people minded their business, went to work, raised their children, and became Americans. So it's the same with this wave of immigrants. I recognize that. The largest percentage do the hardest work in this country. That's a product of lazy white boys who won't work. They'd rather get stoned and have sex change operations than do any work whatsoever. They have become degenerate and useless. That's the truth. You know it, and I know it. Kids who used to wash cars, kids who used to do manual work like cutting lawns have disappeared in America. Where have they gone? They're home with hair nets on their head, getting Obamacare till they're 26, sleeping till noon or till 2 in the afternoon, and going out to a nightclub at night. That's their whole job. And they want to be a web designer. They think they're going to be a web designer. They don't work. They do nothing. So who's going to do the jobs? Well, there are people who do the jobs. We all work with them. We all see them every day. We've come to know them very well. And by and large, they're just like you and I. They want the very same things we want. They want a house. They want to raise their family in peace. They want their children to go to school and be healthy. We understand that. We've come to know our immigrants from south of the border as well as we know our own family in many cases. And we've come to love them just as much as we love some of our own family members, if not more so. We all know that. There's a kindness and a warmth in that community that is very, very special, and we all know that. But it comes down to fiscal conservatism. Who the heck is going to pay for their health care? Let's make it real simple. They say there's 11 million. There's probably at least 30 million. And once they're granted amnesty, they can then bring in their entire families from the home country. That's the end of America as you know it. So again, I raise the question. How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? I don't care if you're a stupid white hipster who thinks that you're immune. I'm going to tell you something, brother. You're going to be overrun. Because there's a related article that I want to talk about, especially to the dumb white hipsters in the country who think they're so smart. Study, USA Today. Nearly half are overqualified for their jobs. Many with degrees will end up as janitors, the study's author says. Did you hear this? People with college degrees are now working as janitors. They are overqualified for their jobs. So they're not working at all because they're too good for it. What do you think is going to happen to all of you overqualified for your job hipsters when the illegals come swarming across the border? The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, you can learn a lot about people by the company they keep, and this is especially true in the financial realm. Here's a couple of questions to ask yourself when you choose a gold broker. First, do they listen, educate, and serve, or just motor-mouth you into buying? Swiss America brokers believe in serving we lead. Second, ask yourself, is the broker experienced? Have they been through both bull and bear markets? Swiss America for 30 years has successfully helped clients navigate the ups and downs in gold. And third, do they fully inform you of the risks and rewards of owning gold? As a long-standing client of Swiss America myself, I can answer yes to all three questions. When my head hits the pillow, I have peace of mind knowing that with Swiss America Gold, I'm covered. And I want the same for you. Call a knowledgeable and experienced Swiss America broker at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. They are the gold standard and very good company to keep, like me, Michael Savage. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com and you get a free consultation and gold buyer's guide. Swiss America, the gold standard.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Is of a traffic, biggest delay on the peninsula, northbound 101 Holly Street. Crash, injuries involved, lanes blocked, traffic backed up before Marsh Road. Southbound 880 at 101 in San Jose, we have an accident blocked there. CHP is on the way to the scene. Eastbound 580 at Grant Line, we've got an accident that's been pushed into the center divide. And eastbound 580 at 163rd Avenue, an accident in the right lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Wow, what are you eating?
A cream puff.
Cash Call loves cream puffs, too. A cream puff is a refinance where the borrower and the property are very qualified. Great credit, low loan-to-value, no subordinate financing, etc., a loan that can fly through Cash Call system in about 2 weeks. If your mortgage is a cream puff, we have a special deal for you. Cash Call will refinance you into a 15-year fixed at 2.75% rate and APR with no closing costs of any kind. Cash Call's 15-year rates have never been this low, and we have never seen another company lower ever. 2.75% rate and APR at 866-590-CASH. So if your loan is a cream puff and your 15-year rate is above 2.75%, give us a call, even if you refinance last year.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
15-year fixed at 2.75% rate and APR, no closing costs? I'm making the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a cream puff deal now.
The best damn morning show, period.
Do you know how they oftentimes euthanize huge whales?
It rhymes with Tom.
Yeah, here, Timmy the whale, this will be your last meal. Just chomp on this. Or maybe they just put it down the blowhole of the whale.
They clog the blowhole with TNT.
Clog the blowhole!
It's hot! Doc,
hit the deck!
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately, until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Para mí, yo creo que esto es un momento de gran oportunidad para realizar una reforma integral de nuestro sistema inmigratorio.
No, you're not listening to Radio Mexico. You're not listening to the president of Buenos Aires, Argentina. You're listening to an alleged U.S. Senator, Robert Menendez, deeply enmeshed in an underage prostitute scandal that's being hushed up and covered up by the FBI. And yet, this man has the audacity to get up and in this country speak in Spanish throughout as though the English-speaking population of any race no longer exists, no longer matters. What bewilders me in all of this frenzy for the Hispanic vote is this. What happened to the non-Hispanic vote? Did it just disappear? Why do both parties assume that only Hispanics vote and only their vote seems to matter. What happened to the non-Hispanic vote? I mean, there are people who speak a language other than Spanish, aren't there? I think that there are, and most of them happen to be citizens, and yet you wouldn't know that listening to McShame or Charles the Big Shoe Schumer. They're obsessed with demagoguery. They are not addressing the issue of how will you pay for their health care. Again, I have to repeat again, I run the risk of being called names, which are all false, but I faced them since 1994. And although it's unpleasant to have names thrown at me, it doesn't matter. The truth is more important to me than the lies of these fascists, because fascists they are. A fascist is someone who uses tactics of hatred to try to win an argument without discussing reality. What would you call John McCain and Charles Schumer when they're saying against the will of most American people, we're going to grant amnesty to the illegal aliens because King Obama wants illegal aliens to be citizens so he can be king forever? And make no mistake about it, if you grant amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens, it's the end of America as you know it. You will never, ever get your country back, ever. You will lose your borders, your language, and your culture. It will affect everyone listening to this show, and all for the worse. It will not affect you for the better. The country is bankrupt. Who is going to pay for this amnesty? Who will pay for their hospital care? And so I will take your calls on the Savage Nation. Let's begin in San Francisco, where a sanctuary city policy by the dummies who run the city and the state has led to many deaths, many murders, and ultimately much crime. Again, why? To appease the illegal alien voter. Roland on KSFO, we can't get to you right now, but everyone else listening, we will get to Roland and everyone else, I hope. Again, please rush to my website during the break. See the article about Hispanic gangs beating up and driving black residents out of Compton, California, out of Harbor Gateway, Highland Park, Pacoima, San Bernardino, Canoga Park, and Wilmington, driving blacks out of their homes. They all come here to work. They all come here to work.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Hey, let's talk about something important. Hey, let's talk about spark plugs and gas mileage. New research by the EPA and Champion Spark Plug Company has proved that more than one-third of the gasoline you pay for never burns, never gets used inside your engine. In other words, more than a dollar out of every gallon that you buy gets thrown away. A five-year study by Federal Consumer Protection, an agency of the U.S. government, has confirmed that you can buy a low-cost automotive accessory which enables 22% more of each gallon to burn inside your engine, which will give you 22% more miles per gallon. The developer has been invited to General Motors Engine Research Department to discuss this gas-saving technology. Motor Trend and USA Today have written about it. Even ABC's 2020 has done a segment on it. How can you miss? For more information, call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. That phone number again, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. An 8-year-old girl was shot in the leg while standing outside a home in Oakland this afternoon. The shooters sped away. Investigation continues. UC Berkeley's outgoing chancellor, Robert Bergeron, will volunteer his time to lead an initiative called the Lincoln Project to study the challenges facing public universities, ranging from reduced government funding to online education and changing student populations. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, plenty of it in San Francisco, trying to get onto the lower deck, still backed up northbound 101 from the 280 interchange onto the bridge. Accident Lawrence Expressway southbound at Cabrillo Avenue. Right lane is blocked there. Have delays eastbound 80 at Pell Street in the left lane. Some debris blocking traffic there. And northbound 101 at Holly Street, we had a crash blocking lanes. Traffic is backed up before Woodside Road. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When
when connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you need to let your loved one know what you want for Valentine's Day, and you can start leaving hints now. Let your loved one know that you want the gift of gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair this year, and let them know that Ovation Cell Therapy is the only way to go. Ovation Cell Therapy has their special Valentine's Day gift set on sale right now, and it's the best way to turn your hair from dry, broken, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair in just the first few washes. All you need to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. And remember, Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types, and if for some reason you're not completely satisfied, you will receive a full product refund. Again, it's ovationhair.com, and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
We believe we have a window of opportunity to act, but we will only succeed if the effort is bipartisan. By their presence today, my Republican colleagues are making a significant statement about the need to fix our broken immigration system. We Democrats are equally serious.
All right, shut up. How's that? How does that work for you, Charles? You're a demagogue. You always have been. You hate the country. You would do anything to sell a country down the river to stay in office another day. Every poll taken by any pollster says that 70% of the American people are opposed to amnesty for illegal aliens. I don't care that John the Shame McCain has joined you. After all, John the Shame McCain joined Kennedy in wanting to grant amnesty to illegal aliens. He's been owned lock, stock, and barrel by whatever the powers may be that own the Democrats on this issue. They've owned rhinos like McCain a long time. There's nothing new under the sun with any of this. The only thing new is that the king is in favor of it this time. They have a king in favor of anything he can do to destroy borders, language, and culture. But going to the bigger picture, it's not just folks from Mexico who threaten the sovereignty of America. We also have an issue with Asians who are here in droves illegally. So much so that in San Francisco's Chinatown, which I point out in my thriller, A Time for War, which is coming out in just a few weeks and a few pages. Well, let me read you a page or two about that little issue, something you wouldn't know exists. So Jack is walking out of North Beach, and then he's going in the streets, and he looks at the U Market, which is a big part of the novel. And it's in the middle of the street, and he's on Clay Street, which is in Chinatown. And here's what I wrote. U-Market was located in the middle of the street with other storefronts and Asian restaurants around it. The buildings are mostly 2 and 3 stories tall with signs in Chinese and English. Jack feels a flash of nostalgia. He had first come to the grocery when he still had his talk show. Jack was old enough to remember the turf wars that had always been at a low simmer down here. They led to the founding of the SFPD's Asian Gang Task Force, which stopped most of the street violence. However, that did not end the lawless activities of the youth gangs. They went back underground and continued recruiting from high schools and pool halls, rewarding members with cash, women, drugs, and a sense of empowerment. Unlike the majority of the Asians, the gangs were scrupulously devoted to the idea of non-assimilation. Their idea of community did not extend beyond the boundaries of the gang. Chinese who did not support them were against them. The struggle for control of the drug trade, gambling, the sale of knockoff designer goods, cockfights, and fight clubs kept the gangs bickering among one another, unable to expand. Jack had once described it on air as a local version of Iran and Iraq under Saddam, when they were so busy warring with one another, they couldn't do much damage to anyone else. The one area that did not apply was human trafficking. For years, the Long Zai gang had transported young Chinese, Malaysian, and Thai women in cargo containers to Vancouver. Then they drove the women by van down to San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, ostensibly to work in restaurants. All the girls were forced into prostitution. And I'll pause right there. It's a page or two from my forthcoming novel, A Time for War. And as you can see, the problems America face are not limited to our neighbors to the south of the border. Again, I ask the big question. With the addition of 30 million illegal aliens into Obamacare alone, what do you think will happen to your health care? Who is going to pay for this? Who is going to pay for it? Obama's flying tomorrow morning to Las Vegas, Nevada, 9 hours to give a speech for 1 hour on the issue of granting amnesty to illegal aliens. It will not be called amnesty, but it's interesting to me that he's giving this speech in Las Vegas, Nevada. Does anyone know why he's flying to Las Vegas to give his most important speech on yet another important issue? He's a very busy man, isn't he? Why, it's not even the end of January. Let's see, he's trying to take away the Second Amendment. Today he tried to take away the First Amendment by attacking Fox News. And next he's going to dissolve our borders. He's a busy fellow indeed, that demagogue Obama, isn't he? King Obama just doesn't know how to limit his ambitions, does he? How do you feel as an American citizen that so many of your sellout Quisling politicians on both sides of the so-called aisle are willing to throw the country in the toilet for the sake of the Hispanic vote? And by the way, they're not going to get the Hispanic vote. Do you think that because they're going to pander to the illegal aliens, suddenly they're going to vote Republican? Of course not. You don't remember this, but Reagan came out and said that we should grant amnesty to illegal aliens. Your hero, Ronald Reagan, the great Ronald Reagan, the hero of the neocon, Ronald Reagan. It was Ronald Reagan himself who called for amnesty for illegals. He got about 25 to 28% of the illegal vote, of the Hispanic vote, excuse me, in total. Why is that? If he had asked for amnesty for illegals, you'd think they would have flocked to the Republican side. But no, it doesn't work that way. No, it's going to be Democrats for the next 100 years. It will take us 100 years if we survive it all, if we survive 10 years. It'll take 100 years to break the federal Tammany Hall, the federal Tammany Hall that has emerged under Obama. Because make no mistake about it, Obama is as corrupt on a federal level as Tammany Hall was in New York. And although everyone knew Tammany Hall was corrupt, it ruled New York City for over 100 years. It took a Republican to break Tammany Hall's grip on everything that went in and out of New York. The corrupt Democrat Party of New York under Tammany Hall ran that state like a fiefdom for over 100 years. Obama is a reincarnation not of FDR, but of Boss Tweed. 855-400-7282. How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens will affect you and your family? It's a very straightforward question. And by the way, I don't know of any Democrats who are in favor of granting amnesty to illegals, because it's going to ruin health care in America. It will destroy the safety net for the old, wobbly Democrats who think that they're going to have a safety net forever. It'll disappear overnight. Where's the money going to come from? Having said all of that, We are not talking about the individual people who we've come to work with and love as family members. We are talking about the big, big picture. How do you feel about it? KSFO, Roland, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Mike, I am a Hispanic, born, first generation. My parents were immigrants to this nation. But I am upset about this amnesty being offered. I'm tired of the politicians pandering to special interest groups for specific reasons at the expense of the American people, legal American people.
I don't understand what they think is going to happen when they grant amnesty to the illegals. Do they assume that everyone who's here as a citizen is suddenly going to roll over and not remember this?
Well, you know, the elections last year showed us that Obama won the Hispanic vote. And I think by pandering to that audience, he's trying to bring even more people in greater numbers to support him.
Yes, but we also know that he won because of electoral dysfunction. In other words, he didn't win fair and square. Obama won the Hispanic vote through electoral dysfunction. How many of those people were not qualified to vote? Will we ever know? How many of them who were here illegally and voted for him? Do we know how many millions voted for him illegally?
No.
No. See, I'm the only one in radio who remembers how he won. I've tried to alert you how he won. I've told you how he won. It was not a landslide. By the popular vote, he won by about 5 million votes. Okay, well, let's go back in time. 3 to 6 months prior to the election, he did just what I predicted he would do a year before. He granted amnesty to, he said, 1.1 million illegal aliens with the so-called DREAM Act. So that means it was like 3 million, at least 3 million. Now, in order to vote in America, you need ID, don't you? No. Every sane nation on earth requires ID to vote. People died for the sanctity of the ballot box, but the illegitimate Democrat Party, the criminal Democrat Party, the demagogue Democrat Party, the party that hates America, the Democrat Party, fought tooth and nail for any kind of voter ID in order to make certain that illegal aliens would vote and put King Obama back in office. So that's how he won. He got millions of illegal aliens, not only through the so-called dreamers, but also the millions who were here, to waltz into your voting booth. And maybe your ancestors died to give us the sacred nature of the secret ballot. But it didn't matter. They waltzed in and they voted. Nobody was able to ask them, are you a citizen or not? Thanks to the illicit, illegal, immoral, demagogue party of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, coupled with that, the illegals who voted, you had the worst candidate possible chosen by the Republican Party. They chose a man who typified everything wrong with the Republican Party. Personally, a decent man, but as a candidate, the worst possible choice. An elite man from Wall Street with questionable ties to business, at least that's how they made it look. Everything that they could possibly do wrong, they did in the form of Romney, whose name I almost forgot. And, of course, it looked like he was set up to be a fall guy anyway, but that's a separate topic for a separate day. But as I said, Obama won through electoral dysfunction. There's another big element that you, the American voter, are not aware of. I tried to alert you with my book, Trickle Down Tyranny. The machines that count your votes were surprisingly in Spain for many states. You didn't know that. Oh, yes. Those votes were not being counted by computers in America. It was surprisingly given to a company owned by a foreign company headquartered in Spain, of whom one of the owners was George Soros. But again, the stenographers in the media who stole your country right out from under your nose while you cheered the latest goon with a ball in his hand, they stole your vote, and through electoral dysfunction, through ballot stuffing, through triple voting, through illegal aliens voting, they now have what they've always wanted. Literally, a perennial voting machine that will never be stopped. If they are granted this amnesty, if they are granted the ability to grant amnesty, rather, to the 30 million illegals in this country, who will then bring in their own family members, you can kiss America goodbye. There will be no borders, no language, and no culture. It's that simple. Joe on WABC, your opinion, please. Go ahead.
Dr. Savage, you can't be any more correct than what you are now about the sovereignty that we're losing. I mean, as an American veteran, I serve my country. I've gone through 26 years since then, busting my hump trying to make a living. I'm living in New York, being a sanctuary city it is, and seeing certain ethnic people delivering stuff on the bikes, riding on the sidewalks, riding on the streets. You got to look both ways when you're crossing the street around here. It's ridiculous. And they got basically the hate crime if you say anything to them. And they know that. They basically flaunt in front of you saying, well, you can't do nothing to do anything about it. Meanwhile, it's like if I did something like that, I'd be getting a ticket or getting arrested. And the cops can't do anything.
Well, it's sort of like the sacred cow in India, to put it in the proper analogy. They are citizens who have been granted a status that's above that of the legal citizen. If you look at them the wrong way, they look back at you as if to say, go ahead and make my day. Go ahead and make my day. I'll have you arrested faster than you could say Charles Schumer.
Yeah, but that's basically with English being now on some personal business applications I've seen, they have down not Hispanic white. Now all of a sudden they're basically making white being like minoritized could pass the black. Yeah,
when did that category develop as a category? What do you mean non-Hispanic white? Where'd that insult come from? Who created that one?
In an insurance form that I had recently gotten in the mail, it said basically,
I've seen it for years. I understand that. Non-Hispanic white. How's that for an insult to Caucasians?
Yes, and I thought...
Well, Joe, look, this is a racially charged conversation because Schumer, Menendez, McCain wanted to be so. They want you to sound like a racist simply for standing up for your rights and simply for standing up for America. But you can't let them win. What you have to do is inflict as much embarrassment upon John the Shane McCain, Chuck Big Shoe Schumer, and Robert you know what's going on with Menendez in New Jersey, don't you? You heard about it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a shame. I mean, he's a disgrace. I mean, and the whole thing is with
Schumer. No, isn't he enmeshed in an underage hooker scandal that's being swept under the rug by his friends in the New York media?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always talked about by people I know in New Jersey and also with... You got a few other, Senator Lautenberg, all those people that are basically still in office, and they basically, they're only looking in their own pocketbooks. They don't care about the citizens themselves. Like, the people in middle class right now are struggling, that are trying to make a living, and unfortunately now, you see any illegals coming in, they're taking low-wage jobs, but then people that could be right back on some of these jobs, even though you could say people were lazy back in the day, saying they don't want to be cutting grass.
Well, the truth is nobody will do that work. Why have the American boys stopped working? That's a secondary question. These jobs have gone begging for 30 years now because the American boys have gone to sleep. They don't want to work. They all want to be a web designer. So they stay at home till they're 26 on Obamacare, putting on makeup and a hairnet to go out to a club at night. They won't cut a lawn. They won't wash a dish. They won't carry a tray. So where are you supposed to get labor from? I mean, let's be realistic. Who do you think's working in our factories, by the way, Joe?
Dr. Savage, what's going on? They're also doing construction work. I see them get paid cash every day.
No, but you're not hearing me on the macro level. Who is going to work in our factories other than illegal aliens? Americans used to work in factories. Why is it only people from the third world in the factories now? Where are the Americans who would have worked in the factories? It's really, really simple. There's more money in welfare. There's more money in fake disability claims. There's more money in these fraudulent food stamp operations and welfare and SSDI than there is in working. So the government has literally encouraged millions of people to stop working. If I were in charge, I would dry up all of these income sources, and I at the same time would discourage people from coming into this country from a foreign country, and I would encourage people who were getting the soft touch to go to work in factories and to pick the crops. Do they want to do it? They'd rather sit at home and watch Oprah Winfrey and get a food stamp and a welfare check and nice free medical care. But if it's not there, what are they going to do? They're going to do what everyone else did for hundreds of years. Joe, I'm sending you a free copy of my new novel, A Time for War. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, Resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
KSFO traffic, more problems from the peninsula. A new accident, northbound 101, north of Holly Street. Car and a motorcycle, left lane blocked, injuries involved in that backup. Northbound 101, Woodside Road. Two cars, actually a three-car accident. The second lane from the left is blocked. Traffic backed up before Marsh Road. Vallejo, westbound 80 at Georgia Street. Overturned car. It looks like the two right lanes are blocked. Emergency crews just arriving. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time. You hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water. Then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. All the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682, or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Big screen TVs on the brain? Hurry into Sears before the game for huge savings on top TV brands like Samsung, Sony, Panasonic, Sharp, and LG. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Find out more at sears.com/football.
You know where to turn when you want the truth about politics, world affairs, and an unbiased take on news you can use. Now, if you want to have a straightforward, no-nonsense conversation about your finances, then take it from me. You need to call my good friend Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. If you do, I can guarantee that you're going to get the sort of real-world practical advice that you want, need, and deserve. Right now, Greg has a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.0%. That's right, 3.0%. And it's applicable for a purchase or a refinance. So call Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300 or online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com. 3.0% fixed for 30 years. You owe it to yourself to give Greg and his team a call. You'll be glad you did.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.50%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS. Terms and parameters based on loan amount of $417,000.
Have a case of wanderlust? The Travel and Adventure Show at Santa Clara Convention Center on February 16th and 17th showcases awesome global destinations. Experience ziplining, scuba, and performances while meeting travel celebrities. SweetJack.com nabbed half off tickets.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So the Republicrats, even Paul Ryan, who I never liked, by the way, I was against him from the beginning. I was never taken in by his shillelagh. I know he was another one, another Republicrat, another rhino faking it with the accounting. Like, I don't know what they came up with this Paul Ryan. They couldn't have picked the worst person to be the running mate for whatever his name was, which we all forgot already. Paul Ryan. Could have been Rubio. Maybe he would have gotten a little something. That's why they didn't pick him, Paul Ryan. So Ryan now comes out saying that we have to fix this mess. The immigration. So he's aboard now with the Shane McCain. So let me ask you this. I'll ask you. You decide. Should Congress approve comprehensive immigration reform? Wink, wink, code word amnesty for illegal aliens. This isn't it. It's an amnesty. That's all it is. And it's to guarantee that Obama will be president for the next 50 years. That we will have a perennial demagogue party in power. There's another side thing, is are you overqualified for your job? Because an article came out today saying that many people with degrees end up as janitors and that high-value jobs go begging and that people with college degrees are not being employed at the level that they're capable of. Of course, that's always been true. What is a college degree today? You spend 5-6 years studying dance 101 and America's no good 102, and mother and father is passe number 3, and the Bible's a hate book number 4. And then you come out and you wonder why you're embarrassed. And I'm nothing against these kids who work in the coffee shops. I feel bad for them, but they're young. That's how you start out. That's the way America works. You start out with a rotten, stinking job that doesn't pay enough. You feel ashamed of yourself after a while. You wish to God you could make more money, and what you say is, damn it, I'm sick of this, and you take your apron off. And either you go back to school or you develop a product and you save money or you borrow money and you take your chances like everyone else and you take a chance on moving up in America. That's how it works. No one gives you anything. That's the system. And if you're good enough, you will move up, or if you're lucky enough, you'll move up. Or if you stick to it enough, as I did for 25 years, eventually you'll move up. No matter what impediments people put in your way, you can always overcome them. As long as you still have breath, you can still fight, and you do. And remember, there will be impediments in your way every step of the way. So if you have to come out of college, you have a degree in sociology from NYU. 5 years, you party, you took ecstasy. You learn nothing other than America's no good and the Constitution is time to throw it out and the Bible's a hate book. You wonder, how come you're not the president of the New York Stock Exchange? Why am I only working in Starbucks? Because you're not qualified for anything more. You're lucky you're not a pour of coffee. That's where you learn. You start at the bottom. I've swept floors. I've been a busboy, and look where I am now. I'll be back.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, lack of sleep all day.
We have been too content for too long to allow individuals to mow our lawn, serve our food, clean our homes, and even watch our children while not affording them any of the benefits that make our country so great.
You're full of
not beneficial for our country to have these people here hidden in the shadows.
What hidden in the shadows? Everywhere you turn, there they are.
Allow them to settle their debt to society.
What debt?
And fulfill the necessary requirements to become law-abiding citizens of
this country. Oh, attorney, please. You know, look, John McShane has long been known to be a quisling who will sell the country down the river for a vote. We know that. And we also know that the jobs that most Americans will not do are being done by illegal aliens. We know that as well. But to say that they have no benefits is laughable. And to say that they're hidden in the shadows is even more laughable. And to say that they're going to settle their debt to society is the biggest lie I've ever heard. And to say that they're going to fulfill the necessary requirements to become law-abiding citizens is an even bigger lie. And to now go into the homily consistent with our country's tradition of being a nation of laws and of immigrants when they're talking about breaking the law to allow illegal aliens to become citizens is even more ridiculous. So I have to go to the dollars and cents. Let's put aside the issues of demographics, because demographics determine an awful lot about a nation. If you don't know what the word demographics mean, I can't help you. So let's look at the cost. There's an old study from 2004, the only one that I know that was done, saying that illegal immigrants who would pay taxes and get access then to social services, such as Medicaid or food stamps, in 2004 would cost taxpayers $30 billion annually. So let's say, because there's not 11 million illegals, but more like 30 million, and let's say with Obamacare, which is Cuban-style socialized medicine, which will grant medical care of any amount to all the illegals, the cost is at least $100 billion a year minimum. Who is going to pay this? Who's going to pay it? McShane is going to pay it out of the Budweiser franchise? Should Congress approve comprehensive immigration reform? Yes or no? The answer is, of course, if you ask the average American citizen, they would say no. They don't want it. They don't know what to do, truthfully. They also know that wherever they turn, the worst jobs in America are being done by illegal immigrants. That's a given fact. We're not blind. And I have to repeat what I said in the last hour. The large, large majority of illegal aliens in this country are very hardworking people. Not all, but the largest majority. But if you go to a mall and you see a 14-year-old illegal alien mother, and I'm using that word in a strange way, pushing a stroller with two babies in it, with a 15-year-old, quote, husband next to her, you ask in the middle of the day, how come they're pushing a carriage? They're not stupid. Because she found out that the babies are her meal ticket. So now you have to ask yourself, who's paying for that? You are. Who do you think's paying for it? Now, if you give up your sovereignty by granting them citizenship, that's the end of your country. It's bad enough that we're bankrupt from this and from endless wars. If you want to put it that way, you want to break it down by party line, the Republicans gave us endless wars, and the Democrats gave us endless lines of illegal immigrants. A pox upon both parties, because they don't exist for America. They live for themselves. Each party exists as a business entity. It's the Democrat business and the Republican business. It's like Macy's and Bloomingdale's competing with each other, but they don't really care about the turf upon which the stores exist. You tell me the Republicans care about America any more than the Democrats, I'll laugh in your face when you listen to McCain or when you listen to this Ryan. They exist simply to advance their own party's interests, period. There is no American party. That's why 4 weeks ago I came out and said we need a nationalist party. Boy, do we ever need a party of borders, language, and culture now. We need it so badly I can feel it. It aches me to say that it's time to sweep this rubbish out of office, because they are destroying this country lock, stock, and barrel. They stand for nothing except demagoguery. Menendez, Schumer, McCain, the whole pack of them. Did any one of them mention whether or not this will cost us any money or make us any money? No. Why not? Isn't it all about dollars and cents when the country is bankrupt? Let's put aside demographics. Let's put aside emotions. Let's put aside Spanish versus English. Let's put aside the Mexican flag. Let's put all that aside. How are you going to pay for 30 million illegal aliens' health care? How are you going to pay for it? How are you going to pay for their health care, Mr. Menendez? And Schumer, who's going to pay for their food stamps? Schumer, don't you understand that people are not as dumb as you think they are? Well, at least that's what I think. I'd like to know what you think. Should the so-called Congress approve so-called comprehensive immigration reform? I think not. I think we need comprehensive Congress reform. I think we need drug testing for all members of Congress. I think the only explanation for their behavior and their speeches is that they're all stoned out of their gourd on prescription medication and God knows what else, because nothing that they say makes sense to the average working American. But I'll ask you to listen. How do you feel amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens? How will it affect you and your family? You know that Democrats polled in California, as well as Republicans, as well as independents, have all overwhelmingly to the 70th percentile said no to amnesty. Has that stopped the quislings in our government? Well, I'll let you listen to them and you'll find out for yourself whether it has stopped them. Let's listen to clip number one. Here's the esteemed senator from New Jersey, Senator Robert Menendez.
Para mí, yo creo que esto es un momento de gran oportunidad para realizar una reforma
integral. You got the answer right there. suddenly English speakers need not apply to Robert Menendez. He didn't speak in English, did he? He spoke in Spanish. Why? Because he's not speaking to the English voter, English-speaking voter. He's speaking to the illegal alien who obviously put him in power and keeps him in power. It's that simple. Whether you want to hear it or not, whether it's painful to hear it or not, doesn't matter to me. The truth has its own ring to it. Hemingway wrote that. The truth has its a ring to it. And people know when you're telling the truth, they can feel it. It's a visceral reaction in their bodies. They don't need anyone to tell them whether it's true or false. They can sense it. What I just said to you is 100% true. And I'll remind you something else. Nobody in the business of talk radio owns the issue of immigration more so than I. I have staked my career on borders, language, and culture. I built my show's theme on borders, language, and culture. I have tried to emphasize to listeners, many of whom are independents, that I stand for borders, language, and culture. And I've had Democrats come up to me and say, Savage, I'm a borders, language, and culture Democrat. Because even they understand that without a border, without a unifying language, and without the culture of our nation, and that's a big story unto itself, without borders, language, and culture, there is no nation. I've compared it to a cell. You remember high school biology? A plant has a cell wall. An animal cell has a cell membrane. It encloses all of the protoplasm or the goo inside the cell. If you penetrate the cell wall, the plant's goo runs out and bad stuff runs in, and the cell in the plant dies, and then so goes the rest of the plant. It dies. It loses its shape, loses its form, and it disappears as the plant that you know it. Same with an animal. You take a cell membrane, you make it permeable. The protoplasm will either ooze out or bad stuff will ooze in. The cell membrane, once it's ripped or torn or made porous, the cell ceases to have integrity. The cell disappears, and then so goes surrounding cells. Eventually, the entire body disappears as well into one massive infection. This is exactly what we are talking about on a political level. You can apply common sense. You can apply political sense. You can apply biological sense. Or you can apply common sense, none of which is coming out of the mouths of Schumer, McCain, or Menendez so far as I can tell. Let's take your calls on the Savage Nation. Here in San Francisco, Maryland, KSFO, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, hi. First, let me say it's always an honor to talk to you, and I received Train Tracks for Christmas, and I just love the book. I'd love to read the new one. But anyway, as a disabled American, I find this disgraceful. My husband and I have been trying to get into Section 8 housing for 7 years, and down here in Mexiclara County, I guess you can figure who all most of this all goes to, and I know how that's going to, I mean, we're barely making it on $800 a month, and we need, you know, increases in our disability and not decreases, and I can just see this is all going to make...
Well, why would you assume correctly? If you're a marginally existing person living on whatever, SDSI or whatever, because you're blind, and I think I remember you, you're disabled, your husband's disabled, society has to take care of you, do you think that there's going to be more money to take care of you or less money when the government grants amnesty to the 30 million illegal aliens? It's a logical question with a simple answer. Of course there'll be less money for you.
I know.
And moreover, you'll be put at the back of the bus. You know that.
Exactly. And then my 72-year-old mother who worked and struggled as a single parent, you know, I wonder how she's going to fare under Obamacare. She's not doing really well right now.
Well, you heard last week from a caller from Washington, D.C. on WMAL, who is a doctor, that they have death panels existing in hospitals already. You heard that, didn't you?
Oh, I know, and that concerns me. But
oh, yeah. They said we Republicans, conservatives, we were wrong. There were no death panels. These are the same people who are telling us that amnesty for illegals won't cost us anything. Marilyn, if you can name it, you gain it. What's the name of my novel coming out in 2 weeks?
Oh, Time for War.
Okay, you win the prize. You've got a good memory on you, kiddo. I want to remind you listeners before we go to break that it was we conservatives and the media who warned you about the devastation that NAFTA would bring to this nation. We warned you that NAFTA and the other internationalist schemes would destroy American manufacturing. Were we wrong or were we right? It happened under Bill Clinton, the worst president in American history, with the most revisionist press around him ever seen in American history. He pushed NAFTA down our throats. We opposed NAFTA. We told you the North American Free Trade Agreement would yield a devastation of American manufacturing. Were we wrong or were we right? Did we warn you about the World Trade Organization? We did for years on this show and others by other conservatives. We told you the WTO would be loaded against American business. And you know and I know what's happened since the WTO came into power. Everything we have told you about from a fiscal point of view has been 100% correct. And I remind you tonight on the Savage Nation, I've been discussing the illegal immigrant problem since 1994 when I began in radio. It is far worse now because we have a greater demagoguery than ever before in American history, and we have lost our press. There is no longer a free press in the United States of America. The purpose of the press is to keep the government honest. Can anyone listening to this program tell me that in San Francisco there is a newspaper that would dare take on Feinstein or Boxer or Nancy Pelosi or Governor Brown or any of the other demagogues in this state? There's not a newspaper left in the state of California that will ever tell you the truth about what they have done to this state, the devastation they have wrought with their absurd fiscal irresponsibilities. And I will tell you again, granting amnesty to illegal aliens will destroy America once and for all. One man's opinion. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For years, I've presented my conservative perspective on current events and politics. Now I want to explain to you a conservative perspective on investing that even liberals may take a shine to. That's right, liberals and conservatives need to listen to my good friends at Swiss America. Today, let's discuss conserving and growing wealth in a changing economy. To conserve means to keep and guard, which is part of what gold does. It guards wealth from a higher cost of living, higher taxes, a weaker dollar, and lower home values. But gold also grows wealth, having doubled in value over the last 5 years. Take the first step now. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Ask for Swiss America's free rare opportunity kit. $30 value, free. That's 800-289-2646 or 800-BUY-COIN to discover the Swiss diversification strategy for safety and growth. Take it from Savage. Gold is a conservative buy. 1-800-BUY-COIN. You need a golden retirement plan today. 1-800-BUY-COIN.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared.
I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child by bringing your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever. The Jewelry Exchange imports their diamonds direct and has thousands of GIA diamonds guaranteed the lowest price. Certified 1-carat solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4 carat $12.90, and certified half carat $6.90. We have thousands of designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen it elsewhere? Bring us the design, and in most cases, we can customize it for you on our computer-animated design system and save you as much as 60%. Oval pendant similar to Tiffany's with 54 diamonds, just $2.49. 1-carat halo rings are $6.99, and 1-carat studs, just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of styles guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
My best friend speaks Spanish. That's a joke, okay? I mean, I'm not averse to Spanish. I studied it for 7 years. I'm not fluent in it. I read Spanish literature, but I will remind you that most of the illegal immigrants are illiterate in their own language. They cannot read it or write it. I don't know if you know this. It's a shame, but you don't know this. But let's put aside the level of immigration that we're talking about, the educational level, which is non-existent. Let's talk about the lie that Obama is about to tell you tomorrow. The big lie is that if we grant amnesty to, quote, 11 million, which means it's 30 million, we're going to get additional and much-needed income tax. First of all, that's a lie on the face of it, since 50% of Americans pay no taxes right now, and lower-income Americans pay almost no income tax. Why should we assume that people working in minimum wage jobs, by and large, are going to pay any taxes? They'll pay no taxes. But the other part of what he says, or doesn't say, will be true. They will become eligible for a certain level of government assistance. The cost to state, local, and the federal government will destroy the United States of America. It doesn't make the immigrants bad people. But don't you think that Schumer and company, McCain and Obama and Menendez, should be honest with you, the American public? Why should you be sold a false set of goods by King Obama and his minions about illegal immigration? The fact of the matter is the impact will be overwhelming. Illegal immigrants will pay almost no taxes because they earn minimal wages, but suddenly they will have legal and free access to Medicaid, food stamps, Obamacare, and no one even knows what it will cost. I could say $50 billion, $100. Nobody knows what it will cost. There will be a monster added to the national deficit. A monster. And it's a result of their heavy use of social services, their lack of education, the low jobs, low-paying jobs that they're in, and the almost minimal or non-existent income tax contributions that we can expect from amnesty. The fact of the matter is their tax payments, even to a 2004 study, were only one-fourth of that of other households, but their costs were 50% higher. So it's a devastation that the country can hardly afford in good times and cannot afford certainly in these bad times. And yet, it doesn't stop McCain from going on, rambling on again with the Kennedy-McCain lie about how wonderful all these people are and how good it will be for America, and it's only racist nativists who stand in the way of our country's tradition of being a nation of laws and of immigrants. This is all rubbish. It's all a lie. We are a poor nation. We have a begging cup out to China in particular. Where do we get off granting amnesty to 30 million illegals? And you Democrats, pay careful attention. If you're an elderly person, you're living on a fixed income, and you think you're going to have a gold-plated retirement and gold-plated medical care, you wait and see what happens when 30 million illegal aliens are added to Obamacare. You'll be waiting on a line that runs all the way from here to Canada.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox. Shot by 560 KSFO. The latest homicide in San Francisco is the result of a stabbing on January 18th in the Mission District. Police say 34-year-old Scott Now of San Francisco died from his injuries last night after being attacked at 11th and Mission Streets. San Mateo County Sheriff's Department has released the final figures in the weekend gun buyback program. Officers handed out $63,500 for 680 firearms, including 24 assault weapons. Taking a look at the roadways, westbound 80 at Georgia Street in Vallejo. An accident was blocking the two right lanes. They have just cleared that accident. Everything to the right side. Traffic is backed up from Highway 37, just starting to recover. Northbound 101 north of Holly Street. Looks like that injury accident has been cleared too, but traffic still backed up from Marsh Road and still slow through San Francisco. Northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fouch, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Carpro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the CarPro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never tell a zombie he looks like death warmed over. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information. Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP,
but if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. A couple of years ago, I wrote a bestseller called Trickle Up Poverty. Can anyone listening to the show tell me I was wrong? Did we have poverty trickle up or wealth trickle down? Did any of that Wall Street money make it to your bank account? Or did your hard-earned dollars make it to their pockets? In Chapter 7, I wrote, "The real cost of legalizing illegals, it's the vote, stupid." And I'll read you from this chapter. President Obama was defined back when I wrote this book in the following way. He wrote this. He said, "In the 21st century, we are defined not by our borders but by our bonds." Now, what the heck does he mean by that? Suddenly, King Obama wants to dissolve our border with Mexico. Now, he didn't start this. Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton defined a border as porous. Bill Clinton built superhighways from Mexico into the United States for trucks. I'll let you figure out why. And I'll remind you that entering the United States illegally has been a crime since 1929. And by the way, federal law still affirms that it is a crime to be in this country illegally. Fact of the matter is, though, since Napolitano took over as Big Sis, they were busy with Obama, Napolitano, compromising and erasing our border. Arizona residents increasingly besieged by illegals crossing their southern border. Mexicans smuggling drugs and illegal aliens into the country were becoming more desperate and violent. Phoenix had gotten the nickname kidnapping capital of the United States of America. And Governor Jan Brewer, one of America's real heroes, who should have been president, by the way, was the only governor who took on Obama, and she was dismissed by the Republican Party as a result of that. But the fact of the matter is, the left has one thing in mind, and that is the subversion of the United States of America. There are two groups that you should know about that are deeply tied into this push for amnesty for illegal aliens. And that is La Raza and Micha. They are the subversive base of a Chicano leftist takeover of the United States of America. Illegal immigration, especially from Mexico and Central and South America, is not a new phenomenon. In fact, as far back as the middle of the last century, Chicanos, so-called, were assuming a racial and cultural identity within the United States that would become a movement which spread throughout the American Southwest and California. The fact is that the word Chicano itself is a leftist phrase, because by definition, the correct phrase is Hispanic, not Chicano. Chicano is part of the left's terminology. What does La Raza mean? La Raza means the race. That's all it means. La Raza, which in Spanish is for the race, is now an official organization, not just a nickname. The National Council for La Raza gave itself an acronym because it was so racist, so racially charged to say we are the race. They made it into NCLR. And as a result, not only did they receive hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants annually, but this subversive anti-American Hispanic advocacy group became a part of Obama's ruling cabinet. The head of La Raza, Cecilia Munoz, went underground and went deeply into the White House, and you never heard from her again. But the list of La Raza's subversive goals is very long. You don't know this, but first they favor the abolition of the border between the United States and Mexico as one of the steps to their reclaiming portions of the American Southwest and California from Americans who allegedly stole the territory from its rightful Hispanic owners. La Raza and its sister group Micha, Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán, have expressed the intention to liberate the mythical territory of Aztlan, which stretches from areas occupied by pre-Columbian Indians in Mexico up into the southwestern United States and California. Illegal immigration has long been a part of a strategy to enable La Raza to take back territory that it feels was stolen from it by the United States. In many ways, La Raza is like Hamas is to Israel. Hamas claims that the Jews stole the land from the Palestinians. La Raza claims the same thing with regard to this issue here. Aztlan is seen as the birthplace of the Aztecs. And what does it include, all of you good liberals? It includes your house in California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and the areas in Texas and Colorado. If they were to abolish the borders between the United States and Mexico to enable illegal immigration into the United States, that is what will happen. Those lands would soon be declared part of Aztlan. You would be kicked out of your house. It wouldn't happen overnight, but it will happen for sure. Let's not mince words, I wrote. The two groups hate the United States and all that it stands for. There's a man named Antonia Darda who taught so-called cultural studies at Claremont Graduate University, and she received a standing ovation at an annual La Raza Youth Conference held at UCLA for the purpose of promoting so-called Aztlan culture. Here's what she said. She said, quote, "Capitalism is the root of domination. Racism and sexism exist because capitalism requires it. We're here because U.S. foreign policy in Latin America has forced us here. You've heard all of this before, but in this case, you have the President of the United States acting as a front man for this racist, nationalist, anti-nationalist organization. The Machista philosophy holds that Aztlan belongs to indigenous people who are sovereign and not subject to a foreign culture. Their philosophy supports so-called Chicano nationalism in a characteristically totalitarian way, incidentally, claiming that, quote, we must be consistent in our thinking and our actions. What does that mean? Well, one of the critical goals of La Raza has long been the granting of amnesty for illegal aliens. Right now, they have their man in Havana. His name is Barack Obama, only he's not in Havana. He's in the White House. Achieving this also means working against enforcement of laws to stop illegal immigration. Several groups, including the Red Diaper Doper Babies of the so-called American Civil Liberties Union and La Raza, worked hand in glove to petition Obama to drop INS agreements, and they have done so. The incompetent Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has been working around the clock on revising agreements to focus on arresting only illegals who are fugitives from justice, setting the groundwork for what is coming in the next few days. One of the first thing the new Congress did, well, do I have to go on with it? Because Harry Reid is deeply tied into this push by La Raza and this other group for amnesty for illegal aliens, which is why Obama is flying tomorrow morning to Las Vegas, Nevada, to give a policy speech on illegal immigration, because it makes no sense. He'd give this speech in Washington. Why is he going to Nevada? Why? Why would the most arch leftist president in American history fly all the way to Nevada and back at the cost of millions of dollars to give this speech in Nevada? There's a reason for this. And one day this will come out in a historical novel. It won't be here on this show, and it won't be tomorrow in the news. Make no mistake about it, what Obama will propose tomorrow and what these six quisling senators proposed today is nothing less than an anti-American juggernaut that makes a mockery of the rule of law. This is also an indication that Obama is nothing less than a brazen revolutionary who is stopping at nothing to ramrod his subversive agenda down our throats. The will of the people be damned. The president is beholden to La Raza, Micha, and the American Civil Liberties Union. That is why you're hearing about amnesty all of a sudden, because he owes them big time. Let's not forget how he got reelected. It was a little help from his friends in Larasa and Micha. 855-400-7282 or go to michaelsavage.com and check out some of the articles that we've gathered for you today. Just remember that what you're about to hear over the next few days from the president and from the quislings in Congress are all lies. The costs greatly outweigh the contributions that these 30 million illegal aliens will make to this country. It does not mean they're bad people. It does not mean that we don't, that many of us haven't come to love and live with many of these immigrants as part of our families, as though they're part of our life. We have, and many of us understand how warm-hearted many of these folks are and what they've brought to this country in some ways, which is very beautiful, a warmth and a love. That has nothing to do with the fact that they're here illegally and that we can no longer afford to carry them on our back. It's that simple. Let's take your calls and see what you think about this. KSFO, San Francisco, Stephen, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call, and I could not agree with you more with everything you've said tonight. You've hit so many topics just on the head there, and I can address every single one of those topics through my own life experiences here in Northern California. Regarding work, I've been 27 years as a contractor, and I'm starving to death due to the fact that I can't compete with the illegals who aren't paying their workman's comp, not paying their taxes, or even Americans that are hiring these people and not paying workman's comp and taxes and doing everything illegal and skirting around the issues and getting these jobs.
Well, but you see, the politicians will lie to you and say that if they're granted amnesty, they will pay, the contractor will have to pay workers' comp, and the workers will then pay taxes, but you know that that's a lie anyway.
That is a lie, because the worker, they're being paid cash under the table no matter what, so there will be no taxes.
Stephen, how much do they pay illegal alien laborers on job sites in Northern California? What's the going rate for cash?
Well, it depends, but I mean, it's, you know, $15, $20, $25. The problem that's happening, too, is that, you know, back in the day, you know, I'm paying workman's comp and I'm hiring, you know, guys to work for me. I wasn't going to hire the illegals. Even I can save money on them, I wasn't going to train them to do the jobs, because now what's happening is they're all gotten trained to do some of the work, and it's inferior quality, but they're
just
working, getting...
Absolutely, it's garbage work. I can attest to it. There's no journeyman, there's no apprenticeship, there's nothing. That's why so much of the construction in Northern California is such garbage.
It's garbage.
You know, I have a friend who's of Italian descent, who told me that when his grandfather came over from Italy, I don't know how long ago, I'll say 100 years ago, 90 years ago, I don't know when, he was a contractor, and in order to pass his test to become a licensed journeyman in New York City, he had to build a door out of wood with his own hands and his own tools. He had to build the frame in which the door hung, and he then had to hang the door inside the frame, and he had to show to the individual who was testing him that door could open and close perfectly without a hitch and not get stuck in the jam. Can you imagine your illegals doing that today?
No, never, never. And so you've got these general contractors that are all Latinos. They're hiring all their illegal Spanish-speaking buddies, paying them under the table, people are getting shoddy work. So that's one experience. And so I'm starving. I can't compete with that. And I don't want to compete with that, because I wanted to pay taxes. I want to pay workman's comp and do it all the right way. But I can't. It makes no sense for me to do that anymore.
Well, I don't understand. You mean you can't find workers who are here legally, or you have to pay them too much? Is that the issue?
I can't get the jobs because I can't compete with the bids, because if I'm going to do it the legal way, it costs me 33% on every dollar for workman's comp. 33.
I see what you're saying. I see. Well, you talk about workers' comp in the state of California. It's beyond comprehension, the fraud in workers' comp. You know that Barbara Boxer's husband is a workers' comp lawyer. You know that, don't you?
I didn't know that.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, 20 years. Represents people who sprain their backs, pushing a broom, and then collect for the rest of their lives. I've heard judges, he goes in there with his feet up and picks his teeth in the courts of Marin County, and they're terrified of him because he has the powerful senator from what. But let's put that aside for the moment. So what, you're not working right now? Is that the issue?
No, I'm getting probably 25% of the work I used to do, but now I work on the weekends at a side job, and then I become an armed guard at nighttime to make a little bit of money here and there. I got a standard of living.
So you can't find a crew of legal workers and make a bid that's equal to the illegals who are underbidding you because they're not paying their fair freight. I hear you on that one. Let me send you a copy of my new novel, A Time for War, only as a gift because I'm giving it out right up until publication date, which is, I think, February 12th. Well, we know this problem exists, and everyone knows that people are paid under the table in the state of California. In particular, it's a state with a sub-rosa economy that runs in the billions. You can pretty much figure out what the number is by the amount of Western Union funds being shipped to Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador. The last I checked, it was something like $25 billion a year was being sent out of the United States, out of California alone, to the home countries. $25 billion a year of excess income being sent back to the home country untaxed, going to their relatives in those countries. They all come here to work, comma, the system, period. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
With Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
Hey, Brian Sussman here, and a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family-owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family-owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
He wakes up, sniffs around.
Okay, admit it. You started to sing the song, and you may have downloaded the ringtone. But the real fun begins when you go to sweetjack.com and sign up. It's free, easy, and in seconds you can join the 2 million people who love Sweetjack.
The Sweet Jack team finds the hottest local deals exclusively for Sweet Jack members. Your favorite restaurants, shops, and salons all partner with Sweet Jack to bring you great experiences at great prices. Sign up today and get an extra 10% off. SweetJack.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So we're hearing the same rubbish from Obama and McCain and Menendez and Schumer, the very same rubbish that we heard from Teddy Kennedy and John McCain when they tried to pass amnesty in 2007. But let's look at the groups that are really behind this, the groups that these politicians kowtow to. Groups have a name, La Raza and La Micha. La Raza is an overly racist organization. Its ultimate goal, to see one race of people, Hispanics or Chicanos, conquer another race, Caucasians. How? By rapidly taking over the latter's social territory. Now, here's one of the ironies associated with La Raza Samicha's desire to take back the so-called birthplace of the Aztecs for Chicanos. You see, the Aztecs were not Chicanos, but Indians. What's more, the Spanish from whom Chicanos are descended are the original imperialists, having conquered and destroyed Central American Indian civilizations centuries ago. Simply put, La Raza doesn't represent an ethnically pure population. What it is really is the conqueror calling the conqueror guilty. Of course, La Raza and Micha aren't going to listen to that argument. Their logic is as twisted as their goals and their methods for achieving them. Their ancestors include the Spanish conquerors who brutally decimated the Indian populations of South America in their own imperialist expansion into the New World. And La Raza members are no less tied to European imperialism than are the Americans from whom they seek to reclaim portions of the United States. I'm reading from my own book, Trickle Up Poverty, written a few years ago, The Real Cost of Illegalizing Illegals. And there's so much more I could say that will be said over the next few days and weeks. But, you know, the book is dedicated as follows. This is dedicated to all of the men who gave their lives that we may have the freedom to write and read as we please. These are very powerful words and very important words, because these very freedoms are being threatened by this swarm of illegal aliens who are here illegally, being granted amnesty by our quisling leaders, so-called. Let's put aside all of this intelligent conversation about the realities of the situation and just ask ourselves, Democrat, Republican, Independent alike, can we really afford amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens? And all you good Democrats who are still marching with the ILGWU in your mind, all of you who still think you just got off the boat at Ellis Island even though you're worth millions of dollars, let me ask you something. When you go into that hospital that is now the best in the world, try to picture a hospital in Tijuana, because that's what it's going to be in 10 years. We just can't afford to grant education, medication, and hospitalization to 30 million more people. The lifeboat is sinking, idiots. How in the world can we afford this? Where does anyone listening to this show have the math to prove to me that we can afford amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens. And I keep saying 30 million because the government has lied to us about virtually everything. They told us that NAFTA would not cause a sucking sound of jobs into Mexico. Of course, they were lying. It did. It decimated our manufacturing base. Virtually everything the Democrat machine has ever told us has turned out to be what it was. Bold-faced lies that yielded a disaster for the United States of America. This will be the biggest of all. This will dwarf Obamacare in terms of the damage it will cause to the nation. Remember, the watchwords of the Savage Nation have been since 1994, borders, language, and culture. It's truer today than it was in 1994, as it will be truer in 20 years from now. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be back in a moment. Right here. Be here or be nowhere.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Is the equivalent of that of Greece or Portugal. And you would think that things are coming up roses. Welcome to the Savage Nation. No, it's not the best of times. It's the worst of times. And yet we have King Ludwig II riding around in a golden chariot, printing money as though the money has an actual value to it, saying he will not raise the retirement age. He will not cut a dime of Medicaid. He's going to go to war against nature itself to make sure that there's no longer a lobbyist for a solar industry who's not a billionaire. It's unbelievable to me how he gets away with it, but there's a simple answer. When we lost the American press, we lost our freedom. Well, today the Savage Nation is largely devoted to the topic of the day, and that's the desire on the part of both big parties to add 30 million illegal aliens to the citizenship rolls. Now, let's put aside issues of demography, why they won't speak English, why they won't wave the American flag, but they wave the Mexican flag. Let's put all that aside. Who is going to pay for their health care? Let's start with that. Who is going to pay for 20, 30 million people added to medical rolls? And by the way, if I hear one more story about the sacred immigrant, let me point you to an article from the LA Times on michaelsavage.com. Hispanic gangs are beating up and terrorizing blacks in Compton, California, telling them to get out of the city. A Latino gang beating up blacks in Compton, California. You didn't hear that today from Menendez, did you? They've declared war on America. Speaking of war, Islamic attacks on Jews increasing in Europe. Feinstein is abusing the Holocaust to peddle gun grabbing and attack gun owners. I would say shame on her, but this woman was born without shame, and as far as I could tell, even without a conscience. Also on michaelsavage.com, see pictures of actual Jewish women who resisted Hitler when they were 15 and 16 years old. They died for it, but they resisted him. What else is on michaelsavage.com? Well, let's speed up to the bottom and see what's down there. Perf teacher collects $1 million because he can't be fired. He worked 1 year. He's collected $1 million. George Soros faces a new $50 million mistress abuse lawsuit. I didn't think he had it in him. Or shall I say, I didn't think he had it in, well, whatever, let's leave it at that. Also in the news, Bloomberg refuses to disarm. He said, give me your gun, but I'll keep mine. Hillary's getting ready to run, not out of the country, but run for the presidency. Obama was caught lying, saying he goes shooting all the time. He means with a water gun around the swimming pool. Marines are ready to fire 20,000 Marines from active duty. We don't need them. We need civilian employees in the Pentagon. We don't need Marines. What we need are people in the Pentagon. That's what we need. Climate change. Climate change, the new phrase for global warming, the new catchword for the scheme of schemes, the new blessing for General Electric and Warren Buffett, the new blessing for people in the solar industry, the new blessing for all those who could not get a legitimate job in any other industry but go to work for the solar industry when we know that it will not produce what we need it to produce at a reasonable price. Climate change, going to war with climate change. We're at war in Afghanistan. The Islamists are at war with us. we have poverty in the United States of America, but he's going to go to war with nature itself. How do you feel about Obama? You know, I told you there's a Chinese proverb that the sign of a good leader, I didn't say great, is a leader who people do not fear. And the sign of a bad leader is a leader who people fear. Do you fear Obama? And what is it you fear about him? Is it rational? Or is it a projection of your worst fears that are irrational? Are these irrational projections? Or do you fear him for good reason? I myself fear him for good reason. I believe this man has an evil intent toward everything decent in this country. I am holding myself back because if you had heard me 9 o'clock this morning in my kitchen with a microphone, it would have been quite a different show. By the time this show rolls around, I've tempered myself, actually. In one way, it's good. In another way, it's bad. Many of the things that I actually feel are going on, I cannot and would not say on a public broadcast. That's good for me, and it's, in a way, not good for you. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm working on the public airwaves. I'm on 177 stations. I'm not your friend. I am not your friend on a party line. I'm not sitting in a bar with you, although many of you think we are, and that's good. Never forget who I am and what this is. This is a national radio broadcast in the great tradition of radio broadcasts. If God has his way and I can see the future, this show will likely be the biggest show in the United States of America within a year or two. It will be the number one show in the country. It may be the only show left in talk radio within a few years, for reasons I can't even tell you right now. And the burden is going to fall upon my shoulders to carry the burden. These are things that I believe, for reasons I can't tell you. But I am telling you that if I had told you what I really believe this man stands for and who is around him, I don't think you'd feel very good right now. I can name some of the people who are around this man, and they're evil. They're not just leftists, but they're evil. There's a difference between good and evil. There's a difference between all politicians who are power mad and evil politicians who hate the very country that they're supposedly serving. There's a huge difference. This man is surrounded by hardcore leftist hawks of the most horrendous type. They're leftist hawks, and they will use their hawkishness not to defeat our enemies, but to defeat the American people themselves. That's what the left stands for, breaking the American dream across its knee, destroying the very thing they claim to be saving. These are very dangerous times. These are not the best of times. From my perspective, these are the worst of times. This man has declared war on everything decent in the country today. Did you know that God was all but removed from the inauguration? Do you know that Obama is the first president in American history to not have used the word God in his inauguration? You don't know that. You see it in different ways. We know that Obama increased the debt of every household in the country by $50,000, which is more than the 42 presidents in 53 terms combined. That was conveniently left out by the sycophants in the media, the little men, the men who hate the country like Wolf Blitzer. That's right. He increased the debt by $50,000 per household, more than the first 42 presidents in 53 terms combined. But you wouldn't know that. All you're going to hear about is Michelle Obama's new hairdo and her dress. The number of Americans not in the labor force increased 8,332,000. That means the number of Americans aged 16 or older who decided not to work or even not to seek a job went up by 8 million people. They're not even in the unemployment statistics. The number of retired workers collecting Social Security increased by only 4 million. Very, very bad statistics. Food stamp recipients increased 11,000 per day under Obama. During Obama's first term, the number of persons taking federal food stamps increased by approximately 11,000 persons a day. The federal government, meaning you, spent the record $80 billion on the food stamp program in 2012, which was a $2.7 billion increase from 2011. Do you think everyone on food stamps needs the food stamps? Do you know how much fraud there is in food stamps? You wouldn't know because Wolf Blitzer and company don't tell you about it. So we can go into great detail on all of this. It'll bore you to death. There's no point in telling you details. I'm going to just sketch in the outline for you. I'm talking about straight-out logic. Straight-out logic tells us we're in for a very difficult 4 years. Now, I can ask you the same questions again, and I will. Veterans, how do you feel? But I'd like to know what you have to say. 855-400-7282. Let's go to James in Florida. James, your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, I'd just like to say it's an honor to speak with you finally. Been a long-time listener for about 6 years now. Never missed a show. But I just wanted to comment and say that it's disgusting how the left and the media is not doing their jobs as far as the coverage and how they were just salivating over everything except for the real world facts.
Let me ask you and everyone else a question. If it was a Republican being inaugurated for the first or second time, and after the debacle of Benghazi, Libya, where innocent Americans were slaughtered because this lazy president was looking the other way, and this incompetent Secretary of Hate, Hillary Clinton, was busy globetrotting instead of managing the State Department, we just had Americans and others slaughtered in Algeria. You would think that there was nothing going on in the world. You would think that it's all peace and love in the world. You would think that we have seen a new Emancipation Proclamation instead of a Destitution Proclamation. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Good news, guys. When you try Ageless Male to help naturally boost your free testosterone levels, you can also get a free gift. You heard right. The next 500 callers who try Ageless Male risk-free can also get a free 30-day supply of CLA, a revolutionary new formula that may help reduce body fat, support lean body mass, and control your appetite. CLA is all natural, and it's a must-have addition for your diet and exercise plan. But to enjoy this free gift, you must call now, because supplies are limited. For details, just call 1-800-856-0610. Try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to boost your free testosterone, muscle health, and libido, and get a free 30-day supply of CLA while supplies last. It's first come, first serve, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-856-0610. That's 1-800-856-0610. Call 1-800-856-0610.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than...
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Cabrera takes strike three called, and the Giants have won the World Series in Detroit.
That night,
1.3 million people listened to our sister station, KNBR. Imagine if your company could be introduced to 1.3 million local potential customers. Here's your free opportunity to learn how to make that happen. We'll show you how to do it at our KNBR San Francisco Giants Build Your Brand Seminar, Tuesday the 29th at the Giants Clubhouse in AT&T Park. Seating is extremely limited and you must make a reservation to take advantage of this free opportunity. Call 415-995-6845 and join us in the clubhouse at AT&T Park on Tuesday the 29th. In today's crowded multimedia advertising environment, it is very difficult to get noticed. So call 415-995-6845 for this free seminar where our sister station KNBR will show you how to use the power of the San Francisco Giants to help make your company a champion.
Macworld iWorld, the ultimate fan fest for Apple product lovers, is coming to San Francisco's Moscone Center West January 31st through February 2nd. It's all hands-on tech as you explore hundreds of new apps and products and hear expert talks geared to every skill level. Experience what's new, what's best, and how to make the most out of the Apple products you love. 25,000 fans plus you at the ultimate iFan event. The greatest place on earth for Apple gear lovers, 250 exhibitors, hundreds of new products and apps, dynamic showcases of iOS and OS X products. It's all happening at Macworld iWorld, January 31st through February 2nd at Moscone Center. It's the biggest iParty of the year, and you're invited. Register now, MacworldiWorld.com. That's January 31st through February 2nd at Moscone Center. MacworldiWorld.com. MacworldiWorld.com for your pass to the ultimate iFan event.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, I also have to thank you for your copy of Train Tracks.
Thank you.
I know a while back we had talked about the NYPD exam, but I also want to say that, you know, there's never been a time when Obama's united this country, and you know, it goes well beyond just the public eye of racism, sexism. He forgets that it's been breaking a lot of families, because I, as a working person, I don't really have a set job. My job is very erratic.
That's not, JP, we're getting off the track. It's not about you. How did Obama unite or divide the country? Did he? If you don't know, it's okay. You don't have to know, but we'd rather not hear. We cannot hear your personal story. All we have to know is this: hatred is the most unifying agent in the history of the politician. Hatred pulls individuals away from their own selves and unites them in a certain manner. Did Obama subtly use hatred, bringing together all of the disparate elements of the radical left, the illegal alien, the grifters in the solar industry, the corporate pirates who have never had it so good, and turn them against a certain class of people in this country? What class do you think Obama most particularly vilifies? Do I have to spell it out for you? Can anyone tell me who he makes into the devil itself without saying it? Does anyone know how clever this man is? That without saying it, he creates a common anger or hatred for a certain class of American. I think you pretty much know who they are. This man is one of the most clever rhetoricians we've ever seen, a petty one at that, but supported with a press that is working hand in glove with the leadership unlike any I have ever seen in this nation in my entire life. It's very dangerous. So if you care to comment today, and tomorrow will be another day, there are other stories. There is a war in Syria where Syria is starting to look like Somalia, and that's because Obama's doing nothing. Even the Liberal Brookings Institution, said that Obama leading from behind could make Syria into another Somalia. That is the Liberal Brookings Institution. They are saying that Syria could turn into a failed state with the potential to threaten its neighbors. The same thing, by the way, is happening in Libya. In fact, Gaddafi, before he was killed by Hillary Clinton, remember that little remark? We came, we saw, he died. Remember when her and the girls laughed after they assassinated a world leader? As despicable as he was, they killed him. They assassinated him without a trial. All you good liberals, you cheered, didn't you? When Hillary said, we came, we saw he died. He didn't even get a trial. They just offed him. Like petty murderers from a third world dictatorship, they killed a world leader named Gaddafi. What did he know that they didn't want us to know? What did Gaddafi know about this administration or about the Clintons that they didn't want us to know? We'll never know, will we? But you know what Gaddafi said a year before he died? He warned America. He said, if you let these African tribes, these Islamists, take over my country of Libya, it will descend into a Somalia. It will be a lawless state on this side of Africa. But you didn't read any of that. I did. It's the savage nation. The question to you is it the best of times or the worst of times? Do you think Obama tried to unite a divided country or divide a divided country? 1-855-400-7282. There are other topics, I guess, out there. What else is going on? What would you like to talk about in the Savage Nation? I've given you my feelings. I said it's just another boring day of rhetoric. I said it's not the best of times. It's the worst of times for those of us who work and pay taxes. I told you that he crows about being a great commander-in-chief in killing Osama bin Laden, but none of you seem to remember the death of all the Navy SEALs. And so, therefore, a man could be commander-in-chief and claim he's a great commander-in-chief and hold up the head of Osama bin Laden, who we never saw, by the way. There was allegedly a mysterious funeral for Osama bin Laden at sea. We have to take his word for it, much like Capricorn 1, that there actually was a moon landing. Now, we know there was a moon landing, so we have to assume there was the actual death of Osama bin Laden, whether it occurred in that raid or it had occurred several years before, or Osama bin Laden died of diabetes or of kidney failure, or retired to Syria to open a rug shop, we'll never know. But we'll give Obama the credit for having killed Osama bin Laden. But why don't you give him credit for having been commander-in-chief when 38 warriors, including 23 Navy SEALs, were killed in a single Chinook helicopter in a crash in the Tangi Valley in Afghanistan? And there's not been an investigation to this day of who in the military put all those SEALs on the old chopper and sent them into a hot zone, and it was shot down by a single RPG. There's not been one congressional hearing. Why have the Republicans not held a hearing on this? After all, if it was a Republican president, I'm sure that Ackerman or Schumer would have been demanding a hearing who in the Defense Department under Rumsfeld sent all those brave boys to their fiery death. But right now we haven't heard a word about that. And I'm going to repeat again until you get sick of it, until you finally understand what I'm saying to you, that these deaths of those Navy SEALs is a seminal moment in American military history. And it was this president who was commander-in-chief when that squad of Navy SEALs died. And we to this day don't know why it happened. Who put them on that helicopter? Was it by accident? Was it an oversight? Were they trying to save money?
Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. In Northern California, a woman who drowned when swept into the ocean by a sneaker wave south of Eureka has been identified as 32-year-old Susan Archer of Shelter Cove. Her boyfriend was slammed into some rocks, but he was able to survive. Former 49ers, San Francisco 49er and Oakland Raider offensive tackle Quame Harris is facing felony domestic violence and assault charges from an August beating involving his ex-boyfriend. Harris has pleaded not guilty and says it was self-defense. Taking a look at the roadway, San Francisco northbound 101, Cesar Chavez, have a crash, should be off to the right shoulder. Oakland northbound 880 from the 29th Avenue on-ramp, some debris there affecting that ramp. And in Pleasant Hill southbound 680 at Monument, left lane blocked by some debris as well. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-715-7501. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-715-7501. That's 800-715-7501. 800-715-7501. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
Mark Levin.
That even pisses me off more than conservative women not defending conservatives.
Weekdays at 3.
Just sit there and watch, smile.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
What?
Hey, look, this is a big one. We're talking about the Hitler of Iran. Pay attention. You're on the Savage Nation with Reza Khalili, author of the award-winning book, A Time to Betray. Who is he? He served in the CIA Directorate of Operations as a spy for Iran, I guess in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Well, I don't know what he did. And he currently serves on a task force on national and homeland security. In a recent article on WorldNet Daily, he writes of sabotage and the Iranian nuclear program, claiming that someone sabotaged the Iranian nuclear program and blew up a big plant. We don't know if it's true or false. Reza, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back on your program.
Before we get too deeply into what's happening right now in Iran, give us the history on Iran's nuclear program. What do we actually know?
Well, It has started in the mid-'80s with them approaching the Pakistanis to buy the actual nuclear bomb, but then they ended up with the centrifuges. The program started from then. Then the revelation came in 2003 from the opposition in 2002 that there was the nuclear facility in Natanz with the centrifuges for enrichment of uranium. And that's when the IAEA and the international community actually publicly came out and verified it. And then from there on, it's been a cat and mouse game. But what's significant is that parallel to the nuclear program on various sites, they've been working on their missile delivery system and intercontinental ballistic missiles, where today they have over 1,000 ballistic missiles, can reach as far as Europe with much success and progress on the intercontinental ballistic missile.
You write of secret enrichment sites. Can you describe some of these sites for the Savage Nation?
Now, Fardoo nuclear facility, it's significant because it's at the center of this dispute with the world community. That's where about 300 feet underground, they have made these tunnels where enrichment centrifuges chambers exist, and they enrich uranium to the 20% level, which could be further enriched to weaponization within weeks. That site was revealed in late 2009, and IAEA has been monitoring the site. So the explosion that we are talking about took place at this sensitive site.
We know that they have no legitimate purpose. They're making bombs. They want to kill Jews.
But you see, on the Natanz, the regime in Iran argued that it has a peaceful purpose because right now they have over 10,000 centrifuges. Their goal is to get to 50,000 centrifuges to provide enough fuel for their one nuclear reactor to create power, and that's the Bushehr nuclear facility, which the Russians, by the way, are providing the fuel. So that on the surface was the explanation. The international world community didn't buy that because 50,000 centrifuges for the fuel of one nuclear facility reactor, it's an exaggeration. But the Fardoo facility, because it only houses 3,000 centrifuges, cannot be for peaceful purposes. Its only aim must be for a nuclear bomb, because the number of centrifuges cannot produce enough fuel to feed a nuclear reactor and provide the fuel needed for continuous power outage out of that nuclear reactor.
You say Russia is helping Iran, but they're also involved in talks against Iran. Obviously, Russia is playing both sides. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And it would be naive to think that Russia is involved in this discussion for world peace and to protect stability in the world. They've been helping the regime for a long time. I revealed recently that their scientists actually have helped the Iranian scientists in setting up facilities where laser enrichment takes place, which is 16 times faster than the centrifuges, the gas enrichment, and requires less space. And it's much easier to hide, which I revealed one of the sites at Bonab in East Azerbaijan. So the Russians have been involved. They are deeply involved with the regime. They see the regime as a proxy against U.S. and the West, just as Iran sees Hezbollah a proxy against Israel. So they're playing double side of the game to say they're involved within the international community. They hold veto power at the UN, and obviously they're pushing the West. Successfully, they've been doing this for prolonging the negotiations and always objecting to harsher measures and even confrontation. So they're supporting the regime in various ways.
Look, this has gone on for years. How close is Iran to a functional nuclear weapon, something that they could use to attack the United States, Europe, or Israel?
Well, for years, everyone is saying next year, 2 years, 3 years from now. How many years do they need with the current technology to actually build a bomb? My information is that they've crossed the red lines, and all this talk about red lines to make a decision or to have sufficient fuel, I do not buy that. The information out of Iran through various of sources is that that they have enough, they have amassed enough enriched uranium for several bombs. They have weaponized uranium out of other secret sites. The last obstacle that I'm getting information on is actually arming the ballistic missile with a nuclear warhead, which then I would say it could be, in my opinion, it could be within months that they could have that. But you see, they work on a parallel project, not only the nuclear bomb. They're trying to put together, to complete their program on the intercontinental ballistic missile. And I think we saw the first signs of success between the collaboration of the regime and North Koreans when the North Koreans launched their three-stage rocket, launching their satellite. And Iran today again launched a monkey into space. Anytime, any country launches satellites or live beings into space, that's an indication that they have the technology for intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Well, what's happening now? We heard reports over the weekend of sabotage on WorldNet Daily.
Well, the report was originally put out. I put out the report on January 24th on WorldNet Daily from the information coming from a source within the security forces at the site that an explosion took place last Monday, Tehran time, and that the explosion was severe, that the elevators and the emergency exit, the stairway, has collapsed. People are trapped inside, many in foreign nationals, scientists and technicians contracted by the regime are also trapped, and that the regime is really confused how to address that, because the fear is that there could be, most likely, there is radiation. They have not made any progress entering the site. At the same time, they have not made a decision how to conduct that. Even so, there is some evidence that there are still people alive in that facility, which goes 300 feet deep. Now, this is significant. Obviously, there's been corroborating report after I put out by Times of London through their sources with the Israeli intelligence confirming this, and German Die Welt through their sources confirming this. The White House today said they had no information, and they said they don't find the reports credible. And it's understanding, because the White House wants to steer away from any implication of any act within Iran, because then a retaliation, there would be retaliation. So I think that the West, for most of the part, is being very careful, because, again, if this explosion indeed took place, there will be consequences, and there will be retaliation, and the repercussion for the regime is huge, is humongous.
Has sabotage been used against Iran before?
Yes, many times. If you recall, many of the Iranian scientists were assassinated by planting bombs, attaching bombs to their vehicle or other source. And also, there was a sabotage against this same facility last year, where devices were disguised under a rock, and when that rock moved, it blew up, and a blast also disrupting the power going to the facility, and therefore disrupting the production by taking the centrifuges offline. But all of that was temporary. Now, again, this incident, once validated further, right now it's been validated by several sources, my report, once firmly validated, it will be the biggest covert operation since World War II. And again, the regime will be severely hits because this was the biggest bargaining power. This was the center. They were making the fuel for the nuclear bomb program, and they had spent billions and God knows how many man hours to build this underground facility, which, by the way, was immune to airstrikes and most bunker buster bombs.
Well, you're familiar with this matter. Do you see a path out of this, short of a full-scale war against Iran?
Well, again, I revealed that recently, prior to this information on the blast, that the Iranian intelligence ministry had received information from an alleged spy in the Mossad who's working for the regime, or at least that the that's the information I'm getting, that they have received information that Israel and certain Western countries have been preparing for major covert operation because they believe the regime has passed the red line, but at the same time, they want to avoid a full-scale war. So it is only logical, if the assets are on the ground, to attempt and destabilize the nuclear program of the regime before committing to a war which could spread throughout the Middle East and have repercussions that we don't want to see.
Reza Khalili, thank you for joining us today to give us a detailed look at the problems that we're facing with the Hitler of Iran.
Thanks so much for having me. God bless.
If you want to talk about trouble, read A Time for War by Michael Savage. While Iran is not the putative enemy, it's China with many sleepers in this country. A Time for War, my new novel, coming out soon. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, you can learn a lot about people by the company they keep, and this is especially true in the financial realm. Here's a couple of questions to ask yourself when you choose a gold broker. First, do they listen, educate, and serve, or just motor-mouth you into buying? Swiss America brokers believe in serving we lead. Second, ask yourself, is the broker experienced? Have they been through both bull and bear markets? Swiss America for 30 years has successfully helped clients navigate the ups and downs in gold. And third, do they fully inform you of the risks and rewards of owning gold? As a long-standing client of Swiss America myself, I can answer yes to all three questions. When my head hits the pillow, I have peace of mind knowing that with Swiss America Gold, I'm covered. And I want the same for you. Call a knowledgeable and experienced Swiss America broker at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. They are the gold standard and very good company to keep, like me, Michael Savage. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com and you get a free consultation and gold buyer's guide. Swiss America, the gold standard.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
You're lucky you're not in my business. If you have to do this for a living and read these headlines from 8 o'clock in the morning till I go on the air.
You can get crazy from all this.
You know, headlines, they're written to catch your... But it really goes on. Someone said to me today, I don't watch the news because it's made to scare people.
The Savage Nation.
I said, yes, it is. That's because the world is a terrifying place. It's not made to scare you. There are very evil people out there, evil nations, and evil things going on.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time, you hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water, then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. All the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682, or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bank bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offering compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? You don't understand.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Biden was killed. I fictionalized the answer to that in A Time for War, a new thriller coming out in a few weeks from the same publisher who gave you Abuse of Power. And I read you the crash of the helicopter. I'm now going to pick up on page 3 and read you another page. I'm trying to induce you to go to Amazon.com and buy your advanced copy now to send it up to the top of the charts before it comes out. Yes, I'm telling you what I want you to do. Yes, I'm telling it to you for a reason. It will not change my lifestyle one iota if it sold 40 million copies or sells 4 copies. But it will change the course of American social history if the people come to ask themselves what happened to those Navy SEALs. And so I go to A Time for War, page 3. So I remember now that the helicopter crashes, all the men die, page 3. Sammo Yang, the man nearest the explosion, the only man in this remote section of the valley, smiled. He was behind a large rock, dead brushwood and gnarled juniper branches piled high on either side for camouflage. The Chinese national was still crouched on the balls of his feet, ready to retreat in case the helicopter was not traveling alone. It was difficult to be sure with the deafening echo generated by the twin Chinook rotors and visibility limited by winds that whipped up swirling dust devils the size of a mango tree. The rolling heat of the explosion hit the boulder like a silent scream blazing around him. When he felt the initial punch roll past and the man pulled a billowing sleeve over the device strapped to his forearm, he looked over the rock and did not see another helicopter. A solo flight. As most of these missions were. Tandems typically came if there was a firefight and reinforcements were required. The young man picked up the Type 56 assault rifle that had been hidden beneath the branches and slipped it over his right shoulder. Then he stepped sure-footedly along the rocky foothill away from the blast. After 4 hours since his last break, it felt good to stand to move. He picked his way across a field with rocks the size of fists. A short man, he was dressed in the shalwar kameez of the region, a loose-fitting, long-sleeved black tunic over drawstring trousers. He wore a beard cut in the short style of Tangi Valley tribesmen, and his head was covered with a black-and-white checked keffiyeh. The sweltering Arab headdress was not requisite. A topi or kufi pillbox cap would have sufficed, but he did not want anyone to see his features or skin color. Though his superiors had selected a region that was rarely traveled on the ground, there were still roving Taliban and unaffiliated bandits. If seen, he would rather not attract their attention. The Taliban would execute you if you weren't groomed and dressed in accordance with Islamic law. and a keffiyeh was indicative of respect for tradition over comfort. The others would kill you if they thought you were an outsider carrying goods that could be sold in the black market. That included tribal messages about alliances with Americans, Pakistanis, Iranians, or local warlords, as well as American troop locations. In war, information was as valuable as currency. He had none of that. What he carried is far more valuable. The young man rounded the edge of a bare 1,000-foot outcropping that stood jagged against the bright late morning sky. A rugged slope spread before him. It was 10 clicks to the base. That was where he would meet his ride from Pakistan, an Aerospatial SA-330 Puma. He didn't have to check the GPS device tucked in his inside pocket. He knew where he was. At least the trek home was downward, though he had to cross it, or though he had to cross it before sunset. Satellite recon showed that the slopes, a popular route for drug runners and Taliban fighters, were rarely traveled during the daytime when the temperature was headed at noontime of about 120 degrees. Even scorpions and marauders waited until dusk before stirring. He ignored the perspiration that slipped past the folds of his headdress. He hooked a finger around the fabric and pulled it from his mouth so he could breathe the hot air. He ran the finger from side to side to expose some of his cheek to the hot wind. It let body heat out and helped to keep him from overheating. He moved quickly, wanting to put as much distance between himself and the crash site as quickly as possible. It wouldn't be long before the Americans came to see what had happened to their chopper and to check for any survivors among the SEALs. The young man moved across the rocks, their radiant heat rising up his pant leg. He had trained for this mission in secret, in hostile environments, so he would be ready. The first part had gone exactly as planned, but it was just the beginning of a process that would end with an enemy broken forever, and more importantly, humbled. Economies can be restored, armies repopulated, and cities rebuilt. But face, a nation's honor was something not even the centuries could repair. In less than a month, there would be only one world power. I just read to you the opening paragraph, the opening opener to A Time for War by Michael Savage. It's on Amazon. It's an important novel. Check it out and buy it. You know, within me there's a eighth grader, a ninth grader that I always remember. I keep him alive, the inner boy. And in the midst of all of this sound and fury that goes on called politics, I ask myself, what does the average person really care about it? The answer is most don't even care. I mean, when you were in the eighth grade, go back to that part of yourself. A bunch of old, stuffy, giving boring speeches and then drinking too much and eating too much. You know, in time and the country moved on. But this is a little difference. There's a little different for me because we have a bummed-out economy. It's burned out. We're printing money like the Weimar Republic. And the guy throws on a royalist inauguration. In economic times like this, how does that compute? How do the people not see this? I'll let you decide what I'm talking about. No, it's not the best of times. It would be the best of times for the radical left-wing fringe and the illegal alien lobbies and the big corporate pirates who put them over the top, like GE, no taxes on $5 billion in revenue last I checked, Warren Buffet, who, despite all of his crowing about unfair taxes, I believe still paid 15% last year. He didn't elect to pay the same amount as a secretary. Many people fear this man because they know that there's something wrong here. They know that it's not Martin Luther King Jr., an idealist. It's not I have a dream, it's I have a scheme. We know that from the fraudulent schemes, one after the other. You forgot about Solyndra?
Savage.